Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to what we're sure will be our greatest year in writing.
Hello, and welcome to Fun to Fortune Startup Success on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Jeff Valinsky, and I'm the founder of 2B Enterprises. I am dedicated to helping people escape the 9-to-5 to follow their passion and love their work. I'm the founder and co-creator of Broadway Bodies, The Fun Way to Work Out, your favorite show tunes. We're practicing Thriller right now for Halloween and the Halloween Parade. Check it out on YouTube and on Facebook at Broadway Bodies. I'm also the founder of Javelin Business Coaching, where I work with up-and-coming entrepreneurs, people of small businesses, and people who are not sure what business to start. And I am also the proud sponsor of 2B Studios, a place where you can hold workshops, events, and coaching, and holistic wellness practices. Every other week, we are here on Blog Talk Radio in a conversation for those who have created fun businesses and uncovered their fortunes in the process. We're broadcasting live from New York City, that concrete jungle where dreams are made of. A few weeks ago was our episode on the daily grind. It was our coffee talk episode. We spoke with some inspiring coffee shop owners in New York City, Buzz Buzz. That included owner and founder of Cafe Grumpy, and also the owner and founder of Joe's Coffee. So take a look in our archives and get in on the buzz. A few weeks ago, we dropped it down a few notches, and we reflected and moved into a more spiritual space. And we talked about sort of a visualization and how to start your business. And for some reason, it didn't get recorded, and it's missing in the archives. Which is unfortunate because I think it was a really great episode for people to sit back and reflect. And also, a lot of times our show is so inspiring, but sometimes you really do get dejected. You get turned down. You get overwhelmed. And sometimes you need to reflect and go back into yourself and connect to your vision, your passion, what started your business. So I'm not going to repeat the same thing today because that would just be weird and boring. However, if you would like some help in that, feel free to contact me at jvalinsky@gmail.com. That's J V as in Victor, I-L-E-N-S-K-Y @gmail.com. One of our best episodes was from September 10th. We took highlights from all of our summer guests on the show and gave you the kitchen sink. So business owners from a chocolate company, from repairing denim jeans to goat milk froyo to flavors of Mexico to a theater, online theater review business, a talk show business, a dog training company, a workout session, and others. So that's September 10th. Check out those archives. We are going to be going back to having guests in the next few weeks, starting early November. We're moving into a program called Find Your Voice, Follow Your Step. So we are going to talk to a few entrepreneurs who created businesses and fortunes out of their voice. Yes, their voice, singing. And then guess what? We're going to talk to people who created businesses and entrepreneurial pursuits out of their steps, so dancing. Truly a passion, truly something that is challenging personally and also professionally, and we're going to learn how they did it. So look for those episodes on Blog Talk Radio. If you are just tuning in, my name is Jeff Valinsky, and you are listening to Fun to Fortune Entrepreneur Success Series. We're on the line today with Coach Jeff. I'm Jeff Valinsky. You can find out more about me at www.javelin.com. JAV as in Victor, ILEN.com. I host the show every other Tuesday at noon. If you have a question or a comment about being or wanting to be an entrepreneur, please, please, please don't be shy. Call in at 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. You can tweet at us. Our handle is Coach Host Radio. And you can like us on Facebook at Life Coach Radio Network. Okay, so today's topic, Hugh. I often get questions on starting a solo business. How do I get started? What is my passion? What are some important things to know? What are biggest mistakes new owners make? What kind of capital does it take? All these kind of questions. So we're going to dig in today as if you were asking me these questions, and I was answering them for you. So let us. First question I always get. I really don't like my job. I don't like working for someone else. I sort of hear all this stuff about being an entrepreneur, opening my own business, but how do I know? How do I know? Okay, here are some commonalities, people who are independent workers, that give them an advantage of working on their own. Let me give you a scenario. So you're a self-starter. No one has to tell you how to get things going. However, I want to qualify that because you may not be a self-starter in something you don't like. So, for example, if you're at a job you're dragging your feet in and you're not really loving it and your boss has to tell you everything to do, well, you're not really a self-starter. But if you are consumed with something that you love and you're doing this at work, or when you leave work, and it doesn't take you anything to get that off the ground. So say you operate every year at a fundraising for a dog walk, or say you're the chair of a committee on your board or something like that, or with your local school, and that kind of stuff you love, and you take it and run with it. Okay, so you're a self-starter. So don't limit yourself in thinking, well, I don't really am a self-starter at the work I do now. Okay. Big one, you have a thick skin. Woo, that you need to learn and live and experience. So not taking things personally, not getting intimidated easily. So basically, anything you do, realize it's a work in progress. Realize that you're going to make mistakes, and that things don't intimidate you. There's nothing that you cannot do. And, again, the next step is to be resourceful. Are you resourceful? So if you're on that show Amazing Race, what would you do to get across the country when there are no flights available in India? You know, how resourceful would you be? How easy is it for you to think of different ways to get things done? Very, very important. You enjoy healthy competition. So you're not afraid of competition. You're not intimidated when someone says, yeah, I'm going to start that same business. In fact, you enjoy competition. You have a competitive spirit. It feels good to you to get something off the ground. It feels good to you to win. It feels good to you to define what winning is. Competition is key. Who wants to do something that's boring? And if you knew that you were going to be a screaming success and really didn't have to compete for it, then why would you run the marathon? Why would you enter the Olympics? I just want the medal. No, it's that competitive spirit. It's that energy you're looking for. Advice taking. You're comfortable taking advice, and you're comfortable leaving advice, more importantly. So taking advice that works for you, taking advice that you need to hear, and then leaving advice that's filled with judgment, okay? That's where you want to leave at the door. Adaptable. Conditions change all the time. You may have started a business today based on something that you think is a great idea. There's many, many instances. A friend of mine started a business called Fabulous a couple years ago and noticed a trend in that business. This was more of a social networking business with it was really interesting. You can bid on prizes using bits, and you can buy bits or get bits by answering questions. So it was like Facebook with a game, and I love that part. Then he realized that people were really interested in the products and getting great deals on products. And so he basically came up with the product idea for Living Social and Groupon and all that kind of stuff, so home products, and turned it to fab.com. Now they're going through some growing pains, but the owner is extremely adaptable, extremely flexible, and will turn it around, I'm convinced. Changing conditions, yes. Big one, good understanding of your strengths and weaknesses. This is huge. This is big. Sometimes you need to do some work on this, meaning you need to take strengths tests, StrengthsFinder 2.0, MBTI, Myers-Briggs, all of them, some of them. You need to understand what your strengths are and weaknesses, and then you need to find a team that plays well with those. That is something that's always challenging. It's something that you need to always sort of relate to, and you need to listen to your business clients on this as well. So, the next one. These are also good. Do you have willpower out there? Do you have self-discipline? Do you blow off responsibility and, you know, do errands, or maybe you like to cook and you end up cooking instead of doing what you're, well, maybe that's your business passion, or you end up spending hours watching movies or mindlessly perusing around Facebook or other sites, whatever it is. Can you pull yourself away? Can you keep a calendar? Can you look at a schedule? This is what I need to get done today. This is going to move me forward. Here's my goal. Always moving forward. And this is great for a coach. That's why we do coaching. Coaches bring in accountability, getting things done, direction, focus, vision. That's what I do. Risks, assessing risks and making decisions quickly. So just really noticing and stopping and sitting back and noticing, again, this is changing conditions also. Can you assess the risks? Can you make business decisions quickly? You don't see mistake as a failure. Huge, 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 huge. Mistakes are opportunities to learn. You've heard it before. FAIL stands for From All I Learn. It is important to fail, and there's all different levels of failure. There's levels of failure like, oh, I tried that and it didn't work. What do I try next? Or this business model didn't work, but I noticed that something in the model did work. Or the team worked. So maybe this wasn't the right thing, but the team worked really well together. So what are those golden nuggets? What are the things you can take from failure? What is the lesson? It's not always easy to look at failure that way. Sometimes you just want to walk away. You want to run away. You don't even want to look at it. But it's sort of like, okay, I failed, so now what? What now? Do I go back to the corporate environment? Do I go back to my colleagues with my tail between my legs and beg for a job? Maybe you look at it. Maybe I don't want to do my own business, or maybe I don't want to do my own business here. Or maybe the model worked here, but doesn't work here, but it worked somewhere else. So look for, so extract everything, sort of before you put it away and tuck it away. Find the things that you can harvest. There's relationships, there's product knowledge, there's patents, there's technologies, there's processes, there's so leverage anything you can into your next venture, whatever that may be. There is a self-quiz that you can take, see how you score. You can email me at J. Volinsky, That's J-V as in Victor, I-L-E-N-S-K-Y, E-N as in Nancy, S-K-Y as in Sky, at gmail.com. And I will send you the working solo self-quiz. So you can take the quiz yourself and find out, hey, am I suited to be a solo entrepreneur? So before we move on to our next question, our frequently asked question, I'm going to give you a little bit of a word from our sponsor. Have you ever wanted to host or have your own radio show? If so, then you should run right now, but not doing the show, to Amazon. Download a copy of the new book, Is This Thing On? How to Host Your Own Internet Radio Show. It's short, it's 50 pages, and better yet, it's only $3.97. Explore how to start your own successful online radio show with radio host Anthony Calcera. He will teach you all those important things you need to become a well-known name in the industry. He is the host of his own radio show. Check it out and find out what he has to say. Callers, if you have any questions, please call in 646-716-9397. We are on Blog Talk Radio. In fact, I am just posting that right now live onto my Facebook page that I'm broadcasting live on the air. See how that works. Okay, what would another question be? Well, this is what I get a lot. What are some of the important things that you need to do before you quit your day job? Okay. Well, have a plan, an exit plan, a strategic plan, a business plan. So there's many ways to do this. First, you think, okay, by when do I want to start my business? So say a year from now, October 22nd, 2014, I would like to start my business. Okay, by then, what needs to be in place? Okay, well, I need a business plan. I don't know how to do a business plan. How do I do this? Look for some courses. The Kauffman Institute, affiliated with the New York City, offers an amazing program called Fast Track. I highly recommend it. I think it's free or very inexpensive, I forget. It's great to get you thinking about the questions. Look at local schools that may offer programs, but have a plan. Okay, part of this plan is going to be money. You need money to start a business. You don't need a lot of money, but you need money to live. So what is the financial obligations I have or will have and need to pay for the startup phase? So your rent, your mortgage, your car payment, your living expenses, you need to have money put away. So this is taken care of so you're not relying on a stream coming in right away from your business. That won't be. So it's not like you're going to get a paycheck. Also, you never want to be in a position against the clock. Tick tock, tick tock, if this doesn't work in 2 months. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, if this doesn't work in 2 weeks. Tick tock, tick tock, then I'm out of money. That is a horrible situation to be in. So having your financial house in order, get your backers, start a Kickstarter campaign, crowdfunding, have a relative on hand. Hey, you know, if I need 10 grand, 5 grand, can I rely on you? Estimate 6 months of living expenses. Figure out what your startup capital is you'll need. And you know what? It's probably a good idea to double it. It's always more. Have a very strong credit score. I feel like, what's her name? The financial guru, Susie Orman. Yes, about your credit score. Oh, my God, how many episodes have we seen? But it's so important because guess what? guess what, girlfriend, as she likes to say, you will need a high credit score. Why? Because you're going to need to borrow against your credit cards. In fact, some businesses have been started on all those wonderful offers, you know, no fee, no finance charges for 6 months, no fee, no charges for a year. I know people who have started businesses, they've signed up for like 8 credit cards, but they got the capital, and, you know, great idea. People raise money on Kickstarter and crowdfunding, and it's a wonderful way of publicizing, getting your idea out there, and not only that, but also raising some money. People want to help you. Look at Kiva. Look at all the people helping people in undeveloped countries who just need like $100 to start a fruit stand or something, and it's amazing the amount of money that people have and want to put towards good uses. It's one thing to write a check to a charity, but if you can help sort of get something off the ground and help someone else succeed in business, oh my God, it feels amazing. So, okay. Wow, that was a lot. Financial health. Make sure your financial health is in order. The next thing is you need to research. Research your product, research your idea, try to get on Shark Tank, put it out there with focus groups, see that there's a market. Don't just ask your friends and family. Don't just ask the naysayers in your life. Get out there on the street. One thing I love about Chef Ramsay, as obnoxious as he is in his Kitchen Nightmare show, is he always has the restaurants go out on the streets. You know, why are you sitting behind a computer? You have a location in this town, in this neighborhood. Get out there and have them taste your food. They taste your food, they'll come. Same thing. Any business idea, get out on the streets. Meet them. Talk to them. People like personal interactions in a world where we are bombarded with Facebook events and emails and text messages. Oh, my God, when someone talks to us about something, like, yeah, okay, great, that sounds great. So lead a trail, blaze a trail right to your business, but research it, ask questions, refine it, change it. You'll learn so much. Your initial product will never be like your final product. It's amazing how that works. Take a breath, everyone. Okay, this is something that's going to take some of your time. It's going to take away from your time from your family, friends, social life, vacations. But it's a great way to transition. And it's called moonlighting. So try your idea, do your project, do your service in your spare time while you're working. This allows you to develop your idea while you still have income. It's a lot of work. I'll tell you that, because you've got to continue doing well at your job, and you've got to continue starting something. However, you'll see so many things here. You'll see like, wow, am I really into this? Am I really committed to it? Is it everything I've loved and wanted, or is it sort of petering out? So it will give you a sense for the energy of your idea, the fuel, and ideally you'll be so consumed. And you got to give this time, because in the beginning everyone's like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, you know, get out there, start your business, go, 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 go. But then all of a sudden, guess what happens? You know, after, you know, there's a hump, maybe after 4 weeks, 5 weeks, like, oh, well, that was exciting, but am I really that excited? So you need to test that. You need to do that. I highly recommend it. Transition, strategy for the transition. You need support, professional and personal. You need to, again, part of your plan, health insurance, daycare, doggy care, whatever you need to make sure that you have support through this professionally. A coach, a mentor, someone who owns a business is a great mentor for you to talk to and run things by. In New York, there's another organization called SCORE. I'm embarrassed. I really haven't utilized them enough. But SCORE is a band of volunteers who have been owners of companies, and they are a wealth of information. So get set up with that. How's everyone doing out there with this? I hope I haven't scared you away, and I hope that you're more intrigued on what it is that you need to start a business and what you need to do. I hope you're taking notes, and I hope you are making a plan in your head. In fact, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to jot down some notes, things that I said, things you need to do, maybe set a date for yourself, when you want to start, or what obstacles. Yeah, I guess so maybe your business idea, date you want to start, and the obstacles you face. Always a good place. Okay? How are we doing with that? How are we doing? Okay. Deep breath. Anyone, come on, call in. Talk to me. Ask me a question so I don't have to use my history of client questions. 646-716-9397. In fact, I'm going to call myself right now. Let's see here. How do I do that? I thought I had three-way calling on this phone. This is good to know since I have a three-way call later on. Oh, here we go. Okay, add call. And see if it goes through because...
Blog okay, Talk Radio.
Hope you're there. Just want to see if this
Welcome
call
to Blog Talk
through.
Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time. You are now in the host queue.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. And now there's an echo because I... Sorry, I think I could use this for my Halloween. Hello, hello, and what a goof that was. I am so sorry for that. I guess calling into your own show and then disconnecting isn't the best idea. So hopefully you stayed around for those few minutes where there was dead air. I apologize profusely. Let's move on, though, okay? All right, so we were talking about questions for entrepreneurs. Okay, here's one. You may have written down some obstacles. Obstacles are good to know. What are the obstacles in starting your business? What are the challenges? Here is the biggest, and especially if you come from a corporate environment, especially since you've had people working for you, especially if you've had, like, backup support. You know, if you come from a job, like I used to work at Bear Stearns, I had an assistant, I had a secretary, I had, you know, could call on a tech staff, I had a graphics department, I had a publications department, what else? I mean, you know, tons of resources. So when I started my businesses, I was like, wait, I used to have people that did this, and now I have to do it, and now I have to figure out how to learn Word again and how to do some PowerPointing, which I don't use, but I did. And now I have to figure out technology that I haven't used in years and go take classes. So you are going to be the head of sales, the head of marketing, the head of customer service, the head of janitorial services, the head bookkeeper. You're going to be the head of everything. And it's a lot of hats, and it's going to be frustrating. So you learn to do things And it's actually important knowledge, because any entrepreneur or any business owner, as you grow, you really want to understand every aspect of your business. I'm a huge fan of any CEO or manager or senior executive who visits and spends time at every level of the organization. Those shows, I think there's another reality show where, like, the CEO, you know, goes into the production factory and works with the factory workers to see what's going on, but undercover. You know, and I don't remember the premise of that show, and hopefully it's all sort of like for the good of the company and not to sort of, fire people. But in any case, that is wonderful. You need to know how every part of your operation works for the future. So when you grow and you start to hire people, you're not leading blindly, okay? A fast learner. You have to learn everything fast. So you don't have time to take a 6-month course in, Toastmasters, how to speak publicly. You just don't have the time. You've got to fast-track everything and do it correctly. And while you're fast-tracking everything, you've got to make sure that you're connecting. One of the things that business owners, you get so enwrapped in the business process and certain parts about it, you forget your vision, you part for connection, you're in such a rush. And business is done person by person, communication by communication. And so that is extremely important, to go fast and slow down. Go fast and slow down. So having methods as part of your life to do that, you're going to lose friends, you're going to lose connections with family members. You need to sort of reconnect and remember to try not to do that, or to do it in a way that you haven't disappeared and then reappear. I don't know. Okay. Also, huge issue is cash flow. That is a big challenge, okay? Meaning, you're going to be spending a lot of money, but there's not going to be a lot of money coming in, and then you're going to have bills to pay, and you may have no money to pay them. Ooh, pardon me, excuse me. You may need to purchase supplies and equipment before clients have even paid you. So you need to have, again, a little capital, or you need to make sure that you have cash flow projections that are at least, I'm not a big fan of formal business plans, but cash flow projections that at least give you indication of when the you will turn to black, okay, as opposed to red. Time management is extremely important. Everyone wants your attention. You're trying to get things done. You don't know what to do first, when to catch up. So sometimes we default to the little things. I know in my office my office is a mess and I have a million things to do. Like, I need to invite people onto my radio show because I love talking to people. I don't like just hearing myself talk. But then I'll spend 2 hours filing or updating records. So sometimes we gravitate to the easy, mindless things when there's other things that maybe have a longer turnaround time that you need to be focusing on. So that I am challenged with all the time. I'm not a procrastinator, but time management and allocating time to different things, I am always thinking I have more time than I do. Then I end up rushing. The other day, I opened a new studio and I was in a Home Depot craziness, meaning to get all these supplies there. I was on my bike. And I had a meeting right after my Home Depot shopping thing before I went down to the studio. So I ended up buying so much stuff that I could barely carry it, no less carry it on my bike, had to change my meeting location, was late for the meeting, and probably a little harried as well. Not good time management. Did I need to get all those Home Depot things? No. I could have waited till another day. So sometimes we get a little crazed, a little harried, and prioritizing and pacing is extremely important. Balance. It's easy to lose sight of what motivated you to go into business. So balance your personal time, balance your business time. This is extremely important to make sure you are nourished personally, you stay healthy, you stay fit, you eat right. When I see an executive or business owner who does not take care of their physical body, to me, and I don't know, I don't, you know, unless they have a physical condition, it means that they're ignoring one of the most important aspects of their business, which is them, protecting them and keeping themselves healthy, number one priority. So respect yourself, respect your body, respect what you need, and your business will thrive if you thrive. Ooh, I got to remember to go to the gym today. Let's see, can I have time today? I'm going to do a yoga class today, 7 p.m. Okay, how are we doing on those? So what are your biggest challenges? Write them down. What are your biggest challenges? Write them down. I'll do another Facebook update. So I'll do it on my page, Javelin. What are we discussing here? Where did this go? We are discussing today, actually right now, on life coach. Crap. All right, let's not use the at signs. Hashtag oh crap. Right now on so I apologize, but I figure why not do things live with you right now, as opposed to not including you, because I think that it is really important for you to sort of see how you need to multitask, how you need to sort of do things simultaneously. And look at how I lost my concentration. Yeah. So multitasking is good. However, it also is very hard to focus on two things at once. It is. So I am going to come back to the show. I should check in to see if there are any callers. Please call me. I'm bored here talking to myself. Is anyone out there? Is this thing on? 646-716-9397. I would be so excited if my switchboard lit up and I had a caller. Even if you're not thinking about starting a business, maybe you have a friend who's starting a business and you want to ask a question on their behalf. Like, hey, I'd like to help my friend start their business. Or they start a business and I don't know, I have concerns, whatever it is. Please call me and ask. Let's do some live callers, 646-716-9397. 646-716-9397. In fact, I'm going to post this right now on Facebook. Let's see if anyone responds. You know, some people on Facebook get, you know, millions of likes and, you know, people respond to their page. like automatically. I don't know if I get that. Who would like to surprise me and call in and ask a question live on my radio show? Anything you want to know about starting a biz, becoming an entrepreneur? The number is, call me now. I'm home to hear from you. Okay. I think I did it. Let's see if anyone calls. Let's see how social media or Twitter. I don't do Twitter, but I should probably. Okay, and then we're going to move on to the next question. Till that phone lights up. I want my switchboard to light up. It's like that telethon. You know, we need the switchboard to light up. Let's go and light up that switchboard. Okay. Okay, so next thing. I don't know what I want to do with my life. I don't know what my passion is. I don't know what kind of business to start. I don't know what's best for me. We all have good ideas. I wanted to open a bagel shop on 8th Avenue, and that's when a bagel shop opened. I wanted to start doggy daycare 15 years ago, and then doggy daycare started all over. What happened? Why didn't I start any of these? Well, I went into a doggy daycare place, and it stunk like dog and animals, and I loved dogs, but I just, like, I can't be around that. You know that smell when you go to the vet or a dog place? I mean, you know, dog saliva and stuff. So you need to start a business that matches your unique interests and ability, and it's marketable. So ask yourself some questions and ask them honestly. This is what we do in coaching. This is what we do for people who want to start businesses. Here's an exercise. Jot down ideas that come in response. What achievements have you made in life? What awards have you gotten in your life that gave you amazing pleasure or intense pleasure? The things you were proud of. So think of something that comes pop your mind. Before your saboteur pops up, write it down. So what were you really proud of that you got recognition? Remember what that was. Remember what it was that brought you that recognition and how you felt about receiving it. Okay? What are the things you do that others compliment you on? So, one of the things, I hope this, I don't know, sometimes this radio show does inspire, but one of the things that people used to tell me all the time after meeting with me and having lunch with me, like, wow, Jeff, I leave meeting with you, I was so inspired. Now, do I want to go out and inspire people like Tony Robbins? Well, maybe, charges $1 million a day for his coaching. $1 million a year? I don't know. $1 million for his coaching, not an hour, obviously. I do like inspiring people. I do like helping people. I like giving brainstorming and new perspectives. In fact, I'm a huge fan of Halloween, and this year I was just not feeling it. Why? Because I'm busy opening a studio, and it's been a lot of work, and I'm tired, and I'm worn out. But every time I have to studio space, it's beautiful, and it gets better every day. Today, I saw a posting, and I was kicking myself that I didn't see this weeks ago, someone who, in Pennsylvania, my home state, conservative Pennsylvania, was doing Shocktoberfest, a haunted house where you go in naked. Now, haunted houses are scary enough, but to go in without clothes, thinking in your head, someone's going to spray something on me. My genitals are exposed. Someone's going to grab my bare skin. Like, there could be spiders. It's just touching. Ew. It's like, it just brings it to a new level. And I have to tell you how excited I am about, oh my gosh, I want to do a haunted house. You know, I love haunted houses, but a lot of them are boring. We went to one in Berlin that was freaky, scary, and there wasn't anything particularly, like, amazing about it. I mean, the scenes were great, but the environment just felt you were in this bunker, this real World War II bunker. So it was like, and all kinds of creepy stuff happened there, and people died and were imprisoned there for, you know, waiting during the war. And people just running up to you and scaring you is the most profound scare of all. How do we get to that? I don't even know. Think of some other things that, so inspiring people. So I was inspired by this naked haunted house. I don't know if we'll do anything about it. It's a little bit of, again, that business priority. Should I rush to create a haunted house within a week, or should I focus on next month, maybe the holidays? I don't know. We'll see. What are things you do that others compliment you on? What are they? Let's see if anyone's come to my radio show. No one is calling in. What is wrong with my Facebook fans? Someone please call me. All right. I have to do better next time. Okay. Think back to some of your most recent pleasurable experiences. What common key ingredients were in them? Got it? If money didn't matter, how would you create your life? If money didn't matter, how would you create your life? I'll say it again. If money didn't matter, how would you create your life? So important, because money stops us on so many levels. You know that I started Broadway Bodies with my partner with $1,200. $1,200. Now, maybe that's a lot of money, but it's not. It's accessible. You can raise it on Kickstarter. $1,200. Why? You don't need to go out and rent a space. You can lease space. You can borrow space. Marketing. You don't need to print materials anymore. You can use Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And everything can be done through social media, at least to start. Okay? Stop using money as a detraction from starting your business. If every job paid a dollar, what would you do? I love that question. It's another way to look at it. If every job paid a dollar, what would you do? I love that question. Love it. In fact, I don't know why I'm posting a lot on Facebook today. I don't even go on Facebook that much anymore, but it's sort of fun to do it. What would you do? Have you thought of something? I don't know. I'm not even, I am very distracted today, I have to say. Wearing too many hats and also too much live streams. Okay, let's see if that generates some response. okay, let's see if there's any callers. Any callers? Where am I here? Where's my studio? No callers. Come on. 646-716-9397. 646-716-9397. Come on in. Come on, call. Okay, let's go back to our question. So this is answer those questions. Okay, did you write them down? It's important to write the answers on paper. We think we remember the ideas, but we don't. When you write something down, it takes on a different attitude. It becomes also more concrete. You can turn it into a vision board. It's going to bring you clarity. Okay. Sometimes it's a little fuzzy, so what I'd like you to do is really pay attention to this. So again, what awards or achievements have you received in your life that gave you special pleasure? What are the things that others compliment you on? That is key. Some of your most recent pleasurable experiences, what common ingredients were in them? If every job paid a dollar, what would you do? I think that is my favorite. I'm loving that. I'm going to start asking that, like, all week long. I haven't used this question in a while. Okay. Mistakes. Ooh, we learn from other people's mistakes. Yes, we do. Hindsight is 20/20. How much do we love that? So let's avoid the mistakes. A lot of the mistakes are, as I like to say, up periscope. So you're down under the water, you're in the water, you're swimming with the fish, put up the periscope once in a while, take a look around. Before you fall into a mistake, okay? And then use those personality strengths you have, resourcefulness, adaptability, and all that good stuff. Okay, biggest mistakes, not doing your homework, not doing your research. Not thinking if you build it, they will come. So they won't. Sometimes they will. Thinking that business plans are for the big guys. Okay, this is something that I don't always agree with. Business plans are great until they start to convince you that you shouldn't do your business. So, new business plan so that you have a direction. This is sort of like, this is how I operate in life and in business a little bit. I have a plan, so I'm going to go visit Tokyo. And I know while I'm in Tokyo, I want to go to the market, I want to go to an onsen, I want to go to one of those really cool bed and breakfasts where you sleep on the floor, I forget what they're called. I want to see all the sights of Tokyo, I want to shop. So I have different destinations. Maybe I want to go to Kyoto, take a train trip to the mountains, blah, blah, blah. I definitely want to go to the fish market, right? So I have an idea. I have a plan. I have an idea. But I leave room for exploration. I leave room for spontaneity. I leave room for flexibility. So plans are a good sort of direction, and then be able to adapt, okay? Don't think you can do it all by yourself. One of the things I work on with clients a lot in coaching is letting your secret out, okay? Don't holding it back. Don't wait till everything is perfect, okay? That is so important. Pardon me, you're going to have to work with colleagues and friends and family members and other professionals, and you're going to have to utilize them and ask questions of them and take the time. And that's the other thing, is like really take the time. Sometimes I feel like we're having some difficulties in our LA branch of Broadway Bodies. Not difficulties, but management changes. So should we shut down? Should we continue going? Should we Band-Aid it? We don't have the luxury of time right now. What should we do in that business? Right now, maybe we should, you know, take a pause and reconsider. I don't know. We're going to talk about it, though, and figure something out. But I'm not going to do it by myself, that's for sure. Thinking that success is going to come easily or quickly. No. Long hours, sweat equity. Ever hear that? Lots of sweat. strategic planning, commitment. Lots of effort goes into this. So that's why so many businesses fail. They fail for the wrong idea, the wrong concept, the wrong timing, but also the person had no idea how lazy they were. And you can't be lazy. You need to be a go-getter. And you need to love it, because if you're doing this 24/7, you know, my theory is if you're not excited when you get out of the morning to work on your business and it feels like it is sort of an obligation, then get out before it is too late. This should not be an obligation. You created this. If it's your creation and you're not feeling it, then find something that you're feeling, okay? So, see if we have anyone on the line. Well, obviously no one reads my Facebook post or has a phone near them, or maybe they're texting me because no one calls anyone anymore. They just text. So I'll give 2 more minutes. Call in at 646-716-9397 and give me a call and let me know you are out there. Make a request. I'll even play your favorite song. How about that? So thank you, everyone, today for listening. Most of you will probably be listening to the replay. So there are more questions, by the way. We didn't finish all the questions. We're not going to finish them today. How much money does it take? What are the tax advantages, other financial obligations? How do you get startup capital? How do you price your product? What are important things to turn your business into a success? All these things. And then questions about why do I want to start a business? What kind of business? Who's my ideal customer? Where it's going to be located? How many employees? What kind of suppliers? Where's my competition? All that kind of stuff. Reach out, sba.gov, entrepreneur.com. Kaplan, thank you for your support today. Thank you for listening. I am Coach Jeff. This is the Life Coach Radio Network. This is Fun to Fortune Success Series, hosted every other Tuesday at noon. Please come back and visit me on my website at www.javelin.com, J-A-V as in Victor, I-L-E-N, javelin.com, and thank you, and have a wonderful entrepreneurial day.